Welcome everyone to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Daryl.
I'm Philip.
We took a week off. We meant to record this episode right after Uncanny Experience. I didn't have a voice.
No.
Well, the voice I had was like
low and gravelly.
Like very Miley Cyrus. Oh. So
yeah.
Uncanny Experience came in like a wrecking ball. And in the best possible way.
And you were dealing with some con crunch ahead of that.
I was. Like, I never can put myself in that position again, because with my, like, latent anxiety disorder that I already have bubbling beneath the surface at all times, you add in con crunch, and I was on the verge of, like, panic for a week.
Oh, no.
Where I was rushing to finish your Magic Madrox cloak. I was rushing to finish my presentation on Alpha Flight. Like, it was a lot going on, and at one point you're like, what can I do? And I'm like, you literally can't do anything because you don't have the Alpha Flight knowledge in your head and you don't have the sewing skills, so it's me.
Yeah, I felt great after that.
Like, it's two area, like, you have so many other areas of expertise where you could help out. Those two, no. Because Alpha Flight, you're sort of I'm in the position that you're currently in with X Factor Investigations when it comes to recording. Like, you know what's happening. I haven't read all these issues as we close out that coverage.
Oh, yeah.
With Alpha Flight, I've read all of Volume 1. You're basically where we are. Like, you might have two more issues that you've read sometime in the past, and that's it.
But I could organize transparencies, and that's what was helpful on Friday night.
Yes. As we were rushing to print stuff, we being me, rushing to print stuff before we got to our social, where I'm like, it's taking each transparency like 3 minutes to print at least.
Oh, yeah. And then we dropped off some trash cans.
Yeah. So let's walk through the event. First of all, what were you most looking forward to going into the Uncanny Experience this year?
Wearing that cloak that you made.
Okay. Right answer. Also, like, what was the second most thing you were looking forward to?
Seeing our friends from this realm of podcasting about X-Men.
And the great thing about last year's, you know, we did the social, which we'll cover in a few minutes. And we met people. We already knew some people tangentially, like the podcasting community. You all know of one another.
Yeah.
And to a degree, you're all fans of one another. Like, it may be the posts that you do or the episodes you really like. We're all sort of in the mix where it's like, this is just a lot of fun when we're feeding off the positivity, like 51 weeks of the year.
And appreciating each other.
Yes. So it was cool last year to finally connect with Homo Superior, because we hadn't really recorded with them before. So meeting them in person and meeting Justin and Alicia from Ex-Wife and everything. So,
oh yeah.
It being, and then the people who came. So shout out to Curls Comics. Because it was her first year for the first year of Uncanny Experience. She came to the social, and that was one of the reasons why we keep doing the social. People make connections. So they have familiar faces in the mansion.
Yeah, I feel like that was coming up a few times in the Facebook group of like, I don't know anyone. So having a more low-key, you don't need to cosplay for it. You can just show up.
Yeah.
You can mingle. That was a great opportunity for folks to sort of like dip a toe in before diving into the mansion.
Yes.
I still didn't see, or like in passing, I think I saw Justin and Michelle.
Yes. Otero.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was great that Brent was able to make it to the social. We had Chad from Grey Malkin.
So let's just say up front, fuck Hurricane Helene, because wow, the travel schedules it screwed up for so many people trying to come in.
I mean, other reasons.
Other very more important reasons, but also poor Justin and Alicia from the Ex-Wife podcast had to switch their second leg of their flight. So they were going to be there and co-host the social. And Alicia was excited because she could actually go to the social because we scheduled it earlier.
Yeah.
So Omega level ticket holders for the experience get basically a fun little cocktail mixer experience with the guests the Friday night of the experience. So you get like way more intimate time with like Chris Claremont and Gail Simone and everyone, because there's so few Omega level ticket holders. So just plug for people who want that experience, like jump on those tickets right away because they sold out so quickly this year. But Alicia, as one of the cosplayers, has to be there. And by has to, I mean gets to be there. But because it starts later and we shifted the social earlier, she could do both, which is so cool.
And we only had a third of the Homo Superior guys that were able to come to the experience.
Well, and Ryan had a ticket and I'm sure had a flight, but he couldn't even travel. Like
Hence
other,
the thirds instead of
I
quarters.
know. And then poor Adam and Kaylin had their flight delayed several times Friday, and finally it was canceled, and they flew in Saturday morning. So luckily, it was us, Brent, and Chad, as the hosting crew. Shout out to Brewhaven.
For hosting us, it
They
was great.
exceptional communication. Right when we came in, one of the co-owners, Glenn, greeted us, and sort of got the vibe. It was hard for them to grasp what we were doing because Uncanny is so different from a con. Like, you can't say like it's a Comic-Con because it really isn't. So you're like, well, people are coming in from all over the world to be X-Men for a weekend. Like, that's basically it. And
But without the Sentinel attacks.
they had FX playing. Sadly, FX, the network, was playing X-Men movies earlier in the day. So by the time we were there is Spider-Man movies. It's still Marvel, though. You know, we can go with it.
And it was still a great time to meet people. Like, there are some folks who, when we first got there, were already there, so they wandered over, like, "Oh, are you here for this?" And then after a while, you could start clocking them as they came in because everyone had some sort of X-Men shirt or
I
gear on.
know. Yeah. That was like the identifier. Like, I had the Madrox shirt on where it's like it just looks like dots to anyone else, but like if you're an X fan, you know what it is. So,
And Demanda made an appearance as Blonde Betsy from a particular issue that she recorded with us for your Rule of Three episodes.
And I know that she was so excited to wear that and meet Claremont.
Because he was the one who wrote it, and she's never blonde except for that one issue. So she was blonde, she was busty, she was having a great time.
It was just, and that poor woman was hot the entire time. Like, I can see why drag queens started the fans in the gay culture because they just need to keep cool.
The wig, the
Yes.
bust.
And it was just a great time. I'm trying to look up other people. I mean, I should have prepared this.
You met Emmett and a few other folks.
Chase, and it from the X-Men 97 crew. Like, it was so this the thing about Uncanny Experience is that it's niche. It's very niche, but very well known to the point where you have directors and a producer from X-Men 97 buying their own ticket to come because they want to be in that environment, which is crazy.
You were talking to them, and I stroll up, and I was like, "Oh, thinking you were just talking to other fans," but no. And then I got sort of like gobsmacked and
I'm like,
like,
no,
"Ah, you're
yes.
big and important," and like, I don't know. It was a moment that I actually had a few times of like fanboying out a little, like with Leah Williams, even though we had met her the day before. I mean, not in the social, but later on.
And just want to shout out Comic Extracts Daniel, who was like the first person there
Oh
who
yeah.
was sitting in like the X-Men, but it's the Taylor Swift's Eras
Oh.
shirt. Charlie from
Yeah.
Indianapolis.
Who we made friends with and then was on the Homo Superior game panel.
And it was his first con ever.
His 70s Nightcrawler was so fun.
It was like down to the contacts, and I'm like, I could never do that. Like, We'll get to my one cosplay, where I popped in my contacts for the first time in like 2 years.
And then
And I
people were
was
like,
like,
take them out of your face now.
yes.
But Charlie's Nightcrawler, like the turtleneck was on point, the
So
jacket was on point.
the
Like,
paint, like,
yeah.
I can't do that.
I don't know how it wasn't all smudgy up at the collar.
Yep. No clue.
Because the stuff I got to fix my paint did not actually fix it. So, no, I just have blue on my dance belt.
No. So, the social was, I would say, a great success. They had a food truck there that did not stay late enough. Like, it stayed late enough probably for what their typical flow was.
Yeah.
But, like, we had mutants there who were hungry at 9 p.m. and the food
Yes.
truck was gone.
Good egg rolls, though.
That foot-long egg roll on a stick,
Yeah,
which you promote that to a bunch of gays
I didn't.
and.
There's a lot of Minnesota-isms that I forget
Exist,
aren't
yeah.
well known. So like the state fair, food on a stick.
Yep.
So having that egg roll on a stick is very
On brand.
on brand. The amount of cheese curds that I ate, and people were like, I will have just one. And I'm like, how can you only have just one? These are so good.
And just to, Brewhaven was great. The food truck was great. It was Vietnamese food in general. I'm using the owner's, like, grandma's recipes.
That's fun
Yes.
because that egg roll was delicious.
The brewery now has axe throwing. I forgot to promote them in our post, and I feel so bad.
Oh.
Because they're like a little small business located within the brewery. Like, they have a staff person and you pay separately for
Oh.
axe throwing. And then there was a local singer that came in because this was the kickoff to Oktoberfest weekend.
I thought she was great.
It was so again, shout out to Glenn and Kelly, who's the social media manager at Brewhaven. Kelly reached out to me on Wednesday while I'm in the middle of ConCrunch
Yeah.
and working, and was like, hey, is it cool? We have like a folk singer slash yodeler coming in. And I was like, baby, leave it to me. We have a German X-Man. We can pivot.
We can spin this to make it make sense.
It was Wednesday, I reached out to Michael Sagawa, who does X-Men Are a Family, all those fun images. And he wasn't going to be at the con. I had been in touch with him for my Alpha Flight presentation. And I was like, you are the only person I can think of that would have the digital assets you can just send me for Karma for Vietnam and Nightcrawler for Germany.
Oh.
So I can throw together like a reminder and hey, by the way, here's the food option, here's entertainment. So he was so nice and sent them to me. I threw a post together at like midnight Thursday into Friday, and posted it Friday morning. And I think it did its job, even though so many people had just travel woes and couldn't make it for the social. We still had like, I want to say like 75-ish people
Yeah,
show up at different times.
it was pretty full.
Yeah.
And
We drove business for that
I feel like most of
evening.
the people that were there were for the
Yeah.
social, which is good for them.
Yep.
And the music was just fun, the yodeling.
Yeah.
I did not know Melanie, I Have a Brand New Key
Yeah.
song until one of the Star Trek gays pointed it out during one of the trivia things that we went to, and the yodeler sang it. And
Yeah.
then like went into full yodeling at the end. It was like the right kind of fun and ridiculous.
You need a very high register to sing that song. As someone who has sung that song in the shower,
Yeah.
like Melanie has, and she's like a one-hit wonder from the 70s.
Because it's about
Just,
roller skates.
yeah, she has a very squeaky high voice. It's hard to pull off, and that yodeler did. So,
Yep.
anything else about Friday night? I gave away flyers for my Alpha Flight presentation.
Yeah, you did.
I hand cut maple leaves out of comics.
Well, you had a press.
Nope, I got the press after I was done.
What?
Yep, all the ones that I made for the experience were hand cut.
Daryl.
Yeah, here, look, it's right here. This is my stencil that I use to trace all of them.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I thought
For
you
the
were just.
ConCrunch. Nope.
Oh.
So, handed those out, and then we went home. We learned our lesson from last year where we stayed out late, and then we were hungover Saturday,
I still...
which was miserable last year. Like, I functioned, but I did not function well.
No. We'll come back to that later.
Yeah.
So Saturday, you left early.
Yeah. As the programming director, I got there just to make sure things were good. And they were. Like, the thing about this is that last year was the first time for all of us doing stuff. And we learned so much and we prepared. I want to give a pat on the back to everyone on staff. Like, we prepared well, where we anticipated a lot of things. Did everything work perfectly? No. Will everything work perfectly ever? No. But there were so many things. Like, it was a smooth running ship.
Yeah.
To the point where I had time to hang up flyers for my Alpha Flight program throughout the mansion as I was checking on things. Like, I was there at like 8:15-ish because I had to stop at the ATM for cash.
Oh.
And grab some McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, so I could sleep in, sort of take my time a little bit more.
Be with the buns because Nick needed meds.
Nick needed his meds. Luckily, oh, FYI, Bun Bun update, his eye is not oozing anymore.
Yeah, it's a flare-up that he'll get the rest of his life. So
yeah,
that was another part of the week leading up. It was like we were trying to get the vet's attention for days to the point where they're down the road from my place of work. And I just showed up. I was like, hey, how's it going? I'm here about Nick the Bunny. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're preparing his meds. And I'm like, you couldn't have responded to the voicemails or the emails? Okay, cool.
So he had an eye infection in his good eye that was making it weep. So there were meds for that. And as we were treating that, we found discharge in his other eye that has a chronic weeping. So we were treating both eyes together at one point and then just the chronic one to treat the infection.
It was like a 10-day saga.
Yeah, like it barely overlapped. Yeah. So, but we know now that he will do anything for Nanner, aka Banana.
Yep.
So at my place, it's much more difficult to corral him and pick him up.
A lot bigger place to run.
He has many options, many directions to go.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, like, Nora, after a little bit, will sort of, like, give up and hunker down and brace herself for it.
Yep.
But Nick will just keep going from spot to spot. So having Banana, that he loves more than life itself, he will munch in an adorable way. And you can just swoop in, pick him up, put him in the little bed on the table, give him his meds. And sometimes I would put the saucer of banana in front of him so he would just lean out, get some mouthfuls, come back into the bed.
Yeah. So you took care of that. You were also Iceman that day, so it gave you time to get makeup on.
Yeah, and maybe I should have practiced it more. And Scott Free gave some great advice of, you think you have enough, but you really don't. And it's sort of true, but I was also unsure about how much to try and mix. And then the powder.
It's like glitter.
Yeah, it dissolved in the paint, making it much darker than I was anticipating. I was trying to go like a shade into blue from white and then like a little bit darker bit darker.
Yeah.
But still keep it like in the periwinkle robin's egg realm. And it just got very dark. And I'm like, oh no, I have to blend this.
Yeah.
So that took a little bit longer. I'm sort of glad I did it though.
Yeah. And
someone thought I was Nightcrawler with a broken image inducer from X-Men Evolution.
That's fun.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is. You can only go up from there with your first cosplay makeup experience.
Yeah.
I did see you were in security for a while, so that's something that's on my list. And I know it's already on everyone's list on staff.
Like,
how can we smooth this out a little bit?
Yeah, like, which is fine.
I feel there was a running change while you were in line.
Yes, so that sent me back to the end.
Yeah.
And then once I got back to the end where I had been, then became the new start of the line.
Yeah.
But I recognized Emmett, who is in line in front of me.
Yeah.
As Callisto.
Yeah. So
that was a fun look.
Yeah. And I saw you come in, your brother-in-law, Christian. I tapped him to volunteer to be the helper in the lecture hall. This year, because he's an X fan going back to the early 90s. Like, he was reading Peter David X Factor when it was coming out and still has his original issues. So it was a good opportunity to be like, Christian, like, come on out. You don't have to worry about like your toddler for the day.
Right. I forgot what my sister did.
I don't know. Probably try to run him out at the park and things like that.
Oh yeah,
It was a decent day,
that
so.
is, yeah, the weather was hot, but it was good. Like, it wasn't as perfect as last year.
Yeah.
It was closer to 80 than and last year it was closer to 70.
Yeah.
But still, like, good weather. The programs were good. I gotta say, some of the scuttlebutt I heard was that the variety of programs was great. There weren't any repeats.
Oh,
Like,
you
there were.
said scuttlebutt, and I was preparing myself for something bad.
Oh no, it was. I feel like last year there were a few repeats with Chad and Justin Alicia's programs. And then this year there wasn't a need for that because there were enough submissions to get
There
a
were.
wide variety. And I'm not just saying this because you were the programming coordinator.
No, and just director, programming director.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
Oh.
like we had so many good submissions that we had alternates on our list where there was one program that couldn't do it this year and we had another queued up and I was like, all right, it's you. You're doing it.
Yeah, so it
And
wasn't like, hey, we're friends with you. Can you talk about such and such and do it again later?
right.
It gave a little bit of, not relief, but like more opportunity for those folks to go forth and do
Yeah.
their own thing.
And the balance, like I was describing it finally at the Sunday night thing to some people, because we slotted, like we picked the programs we really liked, and we're like, okay, now we need to put them in the matrix. Like
It's sort of
we
like a track. Like, there's a cosplay track, there's a
sort of,
comics
yeah.
track.
And you have to balance. You don't want like two cosplay programs happening at the same time because in theory, people will want to go to both. People still wanted to go to both no matter what we did. That's something I took away from this.
Yeah, so all the presenters did great things.
Yeah.
I went to several. I went to Mutant Homelands with Justin and Alicia. I went to Sentinels with Chad. I went to the Leah Williams as a speaking as an architect of Krakoa, and it was so
I
cool.
am so sad that I missed out on that one because I was getting ready for mine because she was right away on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So I'm so jealous. And there were articles. Me not speaking as an official component of anything, just as a person, when I see an article on like Bleeding Cool or comic book resources, like it sometimes. I considered writing for them. I don't want to be very disparaging, but those writers that write pound out like dozens of articles a week. Like they have to move quick.
Oh.
And I think a lot of what they're paid is based off of ad clicks and things like that within their articles. So it's
Oh.
a very predatory writing model, is my belief as a writer. Like I considered it and I'm like, I have a full-time job. I could maybe do like one article a week. But I can't do that volume. Anyway, someone was in the Leah Williams panel and posted about stuff somewhere on Reddit, like really great things about here's what the program was about, here's some pictures. And someone at Bleeding Cool basically took all that info,
Oh.
went on Reddit, mined the information, threw it in their own article, and then had the audacity not to fact check things because they said the uncanny experience happened this past weekend in New York.
Oh, no.
So someone posted this on some Facebook group.
I didn't even know about this.
Oh, yes. So it happened. And Bleeding Cool posted it and it went in like one of the ex Facebook groups that I'm in. And or comic fans one or something. And I made a comment. I'm like, hey, this is great, but also it would have been great if you took 2 seconds to Google the actual thing you were writing about to realize the uncanny experience happened in Minneapolis, not New York. And some asshole commented, and he's like, that detail doesn't even matter. Maybe you take some de like drink some decaf.
Wow.
So then I texted Dylan and I was like, oh, internet people. And it was like Tuesday morning. I took the past week off to recover and do fall cleaning. So Dylan jumps on and he's like, actually, Daryl's one of our staff members, and details like this are important to a small business, basically, like us, like a
Yeah.
small event. Details matter. And the dude deleted all of his comments. It was so great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Way to use that internet star power, Dylan.
It was just pointing out, like, nope, like small details like this matter.
But the presentation about X Factor and
Her
Resurrection,
plans.
like the plans for the possible storylines, all the stuff that was in the redacted memos that were published in the comic books, she had the unredacted versions.
Oh.
Like there were some big reveals, and Leah even said, I wasn't going to share this, but based on all my interactions yesterday, like this is the crowd to like debut this information to reveal
And
my process without
yeah, and whoever wrote the stuff on Reddit that was then taken by Bleeding Cool and then Comic Book Resources straight up just stole the whole article from Bleeding Cool. And again, I had to go on and be like, hi, one, you took this lock, stock, and barrel from Bleeding Cool, who took it lock, stock, and barrel from an attendee. But also, it happened in Minneapolis and not New York, and it would have taken you 2 seconds to Google this to fact check it.
Yeah.
So again, like, and they corrected it after like 6 hours.
So that was pretty amazing. I guess that was Sunday. Saturday, was those classes and then went to Homo Superior's panel.
X Games.
The X Games.
X Games 3, The Last Stand.
I still felt a little silly being like, hey, remember last time when you said I could be a
So
panelist?
what, because it was a repeat of questions that they did at FlameCon, you were on Kaylin's team,
Yes.
which wasn't allowed
Correct.
to
But Kaylin,
win.
it's
You too.
amazing. So, like any good game show, when you're given clues and you don't know like the full description, so one of the categories was episode titles.
Oh,
And I don't
so I'm in the audience because I want to watch it. And as programming director, I need to float between rooms. And I'm like, I'm floating to this one. And the category of episode titles came up, and I almost had runny diarrhea down my leg on your behalf, where I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, that's graphic, but okay. So we got 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Just gonna put that preface all this with that. But Kaylin was so good about
You were throwing out clues.
I was breaking it down and he was able to put it together. So like the lotus and the steel, my clue was holy flower, thing that you eat to forget things. And so he was like, oh, lotus. And a metal alloy
Yeah.
with carbon and iron. And he's like, oh, Lotus and the Steel. And to me, my X-Men became like when you summon things unto yourself and the mutants that we're all here as. So it was fun.
Yeah, I used Saturday because I learned my lesson last year where I waited to get things autographed to Sunday. And like Julia Leewald wasn't at Sunday last year because she got sick. She actually got COVID.
Oh.
I was like, I'm getting everything signed on Saturday right away. Like I'm hitting up Claremont because I know that Claremont's line is atrocious most of the weekend. And oh. Asta is fully engaged in this conversation, and by that I mean she is flopped on her side, head fully on the ground, eyes almost closed.
Cheek is smushed into the floor.
Yeah.
Like that bun is asleep.
It's a Sunday mood. So Claremont, I brought and I planned. I probably talked about this in a prior episode, but as soon as Uncanny ended, I was like, I know Claremont's coming back next year. I already knew that being on staff before we announced it. So I'm like, I want to get Alpha Flight's first appearance signed. And I found like this auction house in Pennsylvania that was doing an online auction. And I got the first two appearances of Alpha Flight. I found the first appearance of Guardian at one of the local cons, SpringCon, I think I found it at or
Oh
something.
yeah. So you were able to plan like space things out for a whole year rather than like, oh my goodness, I need to go find these things.
And I also had an issue of New Mutants with Hercules in it. Everyone knows I love Hercules. So I brought it back and I wanted to ask him if I could interview him at some point about Alpha Flight, but then he's like, oh, Canadians. So I was like, oh, maybe I won't ask him right now. And he recall, and then he just started reading issue 120, the first appearance of Alpha Flight in front of me, just like paging through it and remembering what he
Yeah.
wrote, which was so cool. He did the same thing with the New Mutants, and he remembered his script for that issue beat by beat. I'm sorry, but no one is bringing Chris Claremont New Mutants 81 on a regular basis to sign. It's not like that man engages that much. He knew exactly what he wrote and why he wrote it. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
So I did that. I got I'm missing one signature from my X-Men the animated series print. The original cast, I just need Gambit signature.
Oh,
But he doesn't come to the States that often. And so I got Alison Seeley Smith and George Buza. So Storm and Beast signed it.
yeah.
And I got Julia's signature on it as well.
And you got both the Lee Waltz on my book about the animated series, because I think you did that when I was waiting in line for Claremont on Sunday.
Yes, I took so many trips to the damn car that day. The privilege of having a local con like this is that we could unload stuff. Like, I could bring in bulky stuff and be like, can you sign this book? And immediately just run back to the car and throw it in.
Right, and not have to lug it around forever.
And I was talking to them when I was getting your book signed. And I was like, I actually have an original animation cell that I brought for my Alpha Flight presentation because it's Guardian and Wolverine. And I went out and got it, and I'm like, when is the next time that they will be here, I will be here, and this animation cell is going to be here?
Yeah.
I would have to plan pretty damn hard. And I brought it in, $20 later, got their signatures on the original animation cell, which is super cool.
I was so nervous because when I was repacking the bin and I found the frame and it was like the backside of it or something, or like the,
The background.
yeah, it was just the background. I'm like, where's Wolverine? Where's Guardian? Like, in my moving, did I somehow break this animation cell even though it's within a frame? And I was like, no, it's probably just turned around because they signed it and just got thrown back into the frame.
That's what I did.
So that was
You
fun.
got Madrox's first appearance signed by Chris Claremont.
I did. I was in line with Scott Free until
He had a
he, as a
VIP.
VMP, got to jump the line.
Because it got to a point with Claremont on Sunday
So like,
where he partners with Unknown Comics. So they get a session with him where it's like Chris is signing with CGC stuff, like signing a bunch of stuff that's going to be verified. And it's like an hour. And he did a Q&A that day. And he was doing the graduation ceremony. So like his availability to people was limited. And the line gets so long that they had to be like, okay, well, VIP is, you need a perk. We need to make sure that you get your stuff signed. So you get to budge. And I think they closed off the line in that hallway for
oh,
everyone else.
they the I guess handler of sorts for Chris Claremont, who we know through the Minnesota Comic Exchange, was very nice and was like, okay, here's the deal. We know that he's vociferous, like he would love to talk to you about all the things. However, there's a lot of you and we need to keep this line moving. So I'm going to be there to try and keep it all moving. I don't mean to be a dick about it. And then someone in the line was just like, that's the nicest way of putting that you could have possibly said it in. Like, you don't need to worry about being a dick. We
Because
all get it.
Saturday, the person 2 people in front of me took 10 minutes. And
Yeah.
like, I chose my slot. I'm like, both programs are running well. I can get Claremont real quick when I'm not needed to make sure fires don't need to be put out. And
Yeah.
there was still like a miniature fire. Like there was a tech thing, but Adrian was there. And I'm like, Adrian, lecture hall while I'm standing in line. And I was like, TikTok, I need to get in. Like I'm not even going to talk to him. I'm just gonna throw the books out and pay my money and run.
I mean, I was in and out because he thought I was Doctor Strange and instead of Magic Mandrake. So when I explained the whole like multiple man got killed and hopped universes before getting back into his old body, then Chris Claremont was like, oh yeah, you should pitch that.
And
Or
you're like,
like
Peter David
Peter
did.
David already did. Oh.
And it's hard to bring up other creators with Claremont because you never know who he likes or
Oh,
not.
I'm a no one. I don't care if he
True.
It's like, who is that Peter David fan? Why are they here?
Oh.
So other things on Saturday, we went home actually.
Yes, like, we did.
After some of the things, we went home in the afternoon and had supper. Like, we had supper before 7, which I feel like never happens even when we don't have any sort of con happening. So we were able to go back and rest up and sort of prepare ourselves for the next day, which was nice. Not a thing that we had allowed. Well, it would have been next year. I think my goal would be to go to the Hellfire stuff.
Yeah.
All the pictures made it look so much fun. And so I had a little bit of FOMO about it, but also sleeping was very nice.
Yeah. And even like we got home and we're like, we're eating at 6. Like, this is so weird because the programming ended around 4:15. There were the pep rallies. And then we left while the pep rallies were sort of wrapping up.
Yeah.
And
oh, the trash cans. So one of the pep rallies, like, they're the different houses. One of them was the Morlocks. So a call went out for trash cans.
Yes, like in our internal, like, to Minneapolis area group on Uncanny, like, so the staff, like, and friends.
Where it's, huh, I can contribute. I know that we have some in the garage because I've cleaned the garage, and I guess perk of being in my grandparents' house. So I even opened the big one, and there was a little one inside.
Yeah, so you brought in ancient trash cans to decorate the Morlock tunnels. You can see it in a corner of a picture with Alicia as Celine. So
and assorted lumber, I believe, was how it was phrased. Yeah. So I was able to bring a bunch of stuff.
Scraps, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of scraps. So at least Sunday, it was fairly quick to pack it all up,
yeah,
and get it into your car while you were doing something. And I don't think I scratched the inside of your car.
A little.
You know, it's fine. What else is the back of a car for, if not for loading stuff?
So, the rest of Saturday, like, I got everything. You hit up the mutant market a little.
Yeah.
Our friends from D&H Toys in Shakopee, so...
They had Lwaxana, Troy, I mean, Star Trek and not X-Men. But they had a variety of things there. They had some Wednesday dolls. They had some Star Trek stuff. Yeah. They had a bunch of X-Men things and a whole lot of Pops.
Yep.
Plus some loose figures as well.
Yep.
So they had a great stand. I hope they did brisk business.
Yeah.
There was a pinup artist across the way, so I got a slutty Captain America for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll post pictures once it's all settled, because part of my fall cleaning that I referenced was cleaning up the library and making it a usable space and not a dumping ground for things like comics, where I'm like, I'll get to these later. The amount of comics that I boxed up that have to be sorted this winter.
So many.
So many.
And we need that table for gaming.
We do. So, but I have a corner in the library where, like, my nice plush chair is to read. And it's like my smut corner where it's all the pinups and the original sketch for the swimsuit issue by the Hildebrandt brothers with Gambit.
You also got a Tulaski North Star pinup that arrived.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yep. So we always come away from cons, and I'm not doing it until after we go to Twin or Fall Con. Next weekend is a frame list. Like, going to Michael's, what size frames do I need for all of these prints?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did that ahead of time so that I could protect the North Star print I'm getting inked.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted that. But
Saturday. Mutant Market.
Oh.
To get us back on to, we'll talk about Fall Con next week.
Yeah. Mutant Market was great. There was a whole lot of stuff to see. I got some vintage figures. I got an X-97 Nightcrawler. You got some vintage figures and stuff that was on your list of, like, when else is there going to be a sale? And I think people were into it because then they didn't have to pack it all up again.
Yeah. The stand I went to, he's local to Minnesota. He was there last year. And I think I bought, like, Gambit when he was in, like, that blue armor in the early 2000s with, like, the swirly. Like, I got that from him last year.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that was on your list.
This year, I got the 3 Gen X figures I still needed.
Oh, for the complete run.
Yep.
You got some vintage Alpha Flight ones.
And Eric the Red, very slutty, Air Thread.
Because it was a deal. You had to get like three to get
buy two, get one free. So, yeah, I hit that up Sunday finally, is when I was like, I actually have time to shop.
So, yeah. So Sunday, I was Magic Madrox.
I was Guardian.
You were Guardian.
My first cosplay ever.
We got there in time for a tea with the Leewalds.
Yeah.
Which got bumping.
So we didn't know what the turnout would be. Like, officially, I was there to help smooth conversations if there were too few people, like to be an extra staff member there to like engage. Did not need it. This was a value add to our VIPs, where they could come in and start the day with tea with the Leewalds, and there were like little pastries and everything.
Some bagels.
Just to get the ball rolling on Sunday, because again, that was intentional, because last year and this year, like, the after party goes so late that people, your natural inclination is, I want to sleep in a little.
Right.
So we wanted to make sure there were can't miss experiences on Sunday for people to come in and really take advantage of everything happening.
So that was very well attended. That's, and then I went to Justin and Alicia's program, your program.
Yep. Shout out to everyone who came to Alpha Flight's Legacy. I was promoting the absolute fuck out of it leading up to it for a couple weeks.
And you had some fun prizes. You gave away some issues autographed by one of the original inkers, Keith Williams. You had some posters done up by a Canadian artist.
Yeah. Shout out to Keith Williams. I paid him for a signature, but shout out to him for being just one of the nicest people ever. Richard Lumsden of Inkboard Studios contributed four prints, two of the team and two of Guardian, to give away. Like, he printed them, signed them, sent them from Canada.
And people were like, who's the artist?
Yep.
And luckily you had that on the back of the worksheet that was handed out.
I do want to shout out Michael Sagawa again. X-Men Are a Family on Instagram. He had 100 business cards printed up because I'm like, I love your art. I use one of your multiple man business cards because it's one of his characters on each card, and on the reverse is like the QR codes for all this stuff. And I was like, can you make some Alpha Flight ones? Because again, this man is prolific and has really fun art. And I'm like, he has to have Alpha Flight characters. And he does. And originally he was going to attend and bring them with him. Plans changed. He still had them printed up and sent to me,
which was super nice.
And I gave one of those away to each attendee. So just the response I got, even on the back end of planning the session, was phenomenal. And that's why I knew people would really want to attend it. Like, people love Alpha Flight. And at the same time, not enough people ever talk about Alpha Flight or make a space to talk about it and geek out about it. So this was a rare opportunity. I'm going to look up something else. Is there anything else you want to say nice about Alpha Flight while I'm looking something up?
We decorated. So there was the cell. There were the posters on the wall. There were some Canadian flags. And you gave out pencils with the Canadian flag on them to go with the very 90s worksheet. People were very entertained by the setting in 1994, so using the overhead projector. And if you didn't know the answer to something, or like it wasn't within that time frame, being able to be like, oh, I was apparently dead during all that.
Yes, I presented it as Guardian at the end of volume one. So like, it was also, I call it a trapdoor. I had the trapdoor out of those things where like, I haven't read some of the volumes of Alpha Flight in our future.
And our great friends were there too, like Chad as Madison Jeffries, Scott Free as North Star, Demanda Martini as Aurora, providing some commentary and giving some shit because not many of them like Mac.
Yes. I did want to shout out Charlie, who is Dolly Blonde Music on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie actually messaged me like 2 weeks before Uncanny. And he is from Quebec and said, I was interested in Uncanny, but the clincher for me actually buying a ticket and flying to Minneapolis was the program on Alpha Flight. I'm that excited for it. So when I got that, I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. Like you said, the panel, like being the Statler in Waldorf and just throwing out comments like Chad throwing out dad jokes. We called him Chadison Jeffries.
Demand a Martini is going to have a shirt that you two are
Oh
collaborating
yeah.
on of A Girl's Gotta Eat
Yes.
with
So,
Aurora.
if people missed out and you don't even know this because I came up with this idea last night, we had windows open because it's fall and a front moved in and decided to bang all of the doors because of the breeze at 3:30 in the morning. So as I was laying there trying to fall asleep last night, I'm like, why don't we try to put this on like in the Zoom world? I got the idea from all the political stuff where it's like, it's a rally for Kamala. And it's like the women of Star Trek rally
Oh.
for Kamala, come join. And I was like, we can do this for Alpha Flight because I know some people missed out on it. We can do call it a winter session. Do it sometime in the winter. I can remix some of the content. So even if you attended my session, there'll be new stuff. And all of the guests are going to come back. So I am going to have Madison Jeffries and Aurora
Did you already
and
message them?
oh yeah,
Okay.
I've been busy this morning.
Oh.
And we're going to charge a nominal fee, like $5, to get the Zoom link. Like you'll do something, and I'm going to pick a local LGBT nonprofit that people can donate to here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Oh, there's some good ones.
So, give a list, and if you donate $5 and send that receipt to me, then I'll send you the Zoom link. So be on the lookout. I'll w obviously still in the planning stages. Please give me some time to like not put together an Alpha Flight presentation before I remix it. But this way people can attend, have fun. We'll have a space for Alpha Flight fandom during the winter or summer if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. Rod Baxter in New Zealand, this is a way you can attend. And it should be fun. So keeping it rolling, and then I think I'll work with Demanda to launch the shirt around then
Okay.
because we still have the art in process. So
So yeah,
it, yeah.
that was Sunday.
And it was such a, like, as soon as that program was done, I like a weight off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Like it happened. We packed everything up. We threw all the stuff from it in the car, one of our many trips, and got on with our Sunday.
Yeah, that was the Lee Williams presentation. That was my Claremont signing in the warm, stuffy hallway with Scott. Until he got to hop.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it was wandering, it was having a really nice supper
Yeah.
with just two of our friends
Yep.
in a much more chill moment. So I thought it was super important to have a quiet time with people that we really wanted to spend time
Yeah.
with of, hey,
Oh, what?
let's hang out and eat.
I did buy Demanda Loxana.
Yes, you did.
You know what I found when I was cleaning the library?
Another Loxana that you had purchased for
From the same store. Yes.
Well, someone else can be blessed by
Yes.
the daughter of the fifth house, the holder of
Yes.
the Chalice of
We
Reeks.
can maybe make it a traveling trophy for our trivia team.
Yeah.
So, the issue, and I had warnings, I did not heed them. You really dehydrate in cosplay.
Oh yeah, and then you don't want to pee because there's a dance belt, there's
You have
something,
it's a
there's a suit.
process. And what I need to do for the guardian suit is inset zippers in the wrists because I'm a sewer. Of course, I have a stock of zippers. I can do it. So I can take the gloves off because I have the crotch zip. But even if I unzip the crotch, I still have the gloves that are fully attached.
Yeah.
So it's like I still have to undo the whole suit to go to the
Right.
bathroom. So,
Another reason supper was so nice to rehydrate.
but not enough.
Well, then we went out and made poor choices.
Then we went to local gay bar, the saloon, and tons of people were there. And
Yeah.
I would do it again. I would just drink water. Because it's gay bar mixed drinks, so it's basically straight alcohol.
One of the G&Ts I had was straight up gin. I had to go up and ask for some tonic water to mix into it. So Monday was a little rough, but it was you had even I was ready to go so much earlier than you. But you were like, I could have spent all night there talking with our friends, and that was very nice. So I didn't. So I'm glad that we didn't leave when I wanted to go.
Yeah. But I am not made to leave a bar at 1:30 in the morning anymore. Like,
Oh yeah, you. I left to go help unpack the moving truck into the storage unit.
yeah.
You were not awake then.
I was just in misery.
I got back and I was like, "Hello," and I just heard like a groan,
Croak.
a groaning hello
Yeah.
from the basement as you were struggling to
Eat
eat some
toast.
toast.
Yep.
So it was a chill Monday.
Yep.
And it was nice to have the house to ourselves too.
So that was uncanny.
It was great. It was really great.
I can tell you from behind the scenes, plans are already underway for next year. And something I noticed that was different from last year. Last year, everyone left and then posted about it, and we're like, I miss Uncanny so much. This year, people were posting everywhere in the middle of everything. Like, this is
Rave
so much
reviews.
fun. Yes, like the positive buzz was huge, and it's still happening now. Like, there are active conversations happening about everything online still relating
Yeah.
to it. People are still sharing out images of things.
The photo dumps. Yeah. And I was very silly. I didn't get as many pictures on Sunday as I should have. So thank you, Scott, for sending me one of the few.
I had to do a call on our page and be like, if you got any pictures from the Alpha Flight presentation, can you send them to me? Like, I continue to be bad similarly.
And yeah, taking pictures is not part of our natural inclination.
No, like, I'm not a selfie person. So,
But the
I'm.
amount of pictures of that people wanted after the Alpha Flight presentation was super fun.
Yes. Yep.
So yeah.
It was a very busy, very full and fulfilling weekend.
Very worthwhile.
Yes. We sold out. Like, that's crazy. Like, 600 people.
But also so good.
Yeah. But you wouldn't really notice that there were 600 people floating around. Like, it was spread out enough within
Oh.
that there was always somewhere where people would be
Yeah.
or want to go.
So, yeah, that's our review. It was fantastic. We encourage people to go next year. I'm going to probably get a VIP ticket next year so I can do the Hellfire thing. And hop lines. Like a little bit of regret on that.
So get tickets early when they go on sale. I know that in the next month or so, I don't know when dates will be announced. I know things are being worked on right now
Yeah,
to finalize the dates for next year.
which is fine. People will find it. We'll announce it once it's announced.
Yeah, and just plan for it. It's just like any con, you plan for it. So,
We can plan better for it so it's less of a crunch.
yes, like, I need to start thinking of possible. I know what I'm presenting next year. I already know it, and I've already talked to people about it. So I have an avenue at the very least to cosplay. Yeah, n no more con crunch.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen again.
So that, yeah.
Yeah, next week we'll be back with some actual issues. I forget what it is. It might be X Factor's turn.
I think
I
so.
think it's X Factor's turn. And we'll tell everyone how probably day one of Fall Con went here in the Twin Cities at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
Yes, I am picking up some commissions. I'm
I
from multiple artists, I
yeah.
should say.
Yeah, I'm bringing in my jam piece.
I'm very excited for.
I got one done. I have like Aurora with the short hair
Yeah.
done at Uncanny. So it's getting close. I think I have three left.
Oh, and four main characters still.
No, I have four left then because I have Guardian, Northstar, Shaman, Talisman are the
Yeah.
four remaining spots I have on that jam piece.
Yeah.
And Sasquatch.
It's fine.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So if you were at Uncanny, please chime in. We'd love to.
If you took a picture of one of us, please send it to us.
Please. And one of the few people who actually did was Dolly Blonde Music. Charlie sent along pictures from the photo shoot afterwards.
Oh,
So,
that's nice.
yeah. So, and if you are excited to learn about Alpha Flight in a very retro way that I'll somehow have to spin for the Zoom world as a technologically backwards 1994 James McDonald Hudson, stay tuned because we will be bringing that to you this winter for a good cause.
Yes.
All right, everyone. So thank you for tuning in. We will catch you next time on the X Factor Files podcast.
Be well.
Bye.